It's been a long Monday. Education's struggling with none. Justice advocates are alarmed by none, and most people don't even understand what they're dealing with. But tomorrow morning, practitioners across every industry still need to know what AI tools actually work when you try to implement them. Not the shiny demos, not the conference talks, the real implementation reality.
Alex, I was just working with a healthcare system that perfectly illustrates this. They spent $450,000 on a sophisticated diagnostic AI suite that promised to revolutionize their radiology department. 6 months later, they're back to using a much simpler tool that cost them $12,000. The complex system required 3 full-time staff just to manage the integration, while the simple tool worked with their existing PACS system in about 2 weeks.
That resonates so hard. In enterprise IT, we're seeing exactly the same pattern. We implemented a comprehensive workflow automation platform that promised to handle everything from HR onboarding to invoice processing. The vendor claimed it would save 15,000 hours annually. Reality? After 9 months and $280,000 in implementation costs, we were saving maybe 800 hours and creating 3 new full-time positions just to manage the exceptions and edge cases.
Let me tell you about the startup failure I witnessed firsthand. We built this beautiful, complex recommendation engine for an e-commerce client. The AI could predict user preferences with 94% accuracy in testing. Implementation reality? The system required constant retraining, the inference times were too slow for real-time recommendations, and when we finally got it working, the business impact was negligible compared to their existing simple rules-based system. Total development cost, $160,000 over 6 months. The client ultimately went with a $300 a month Shopify plugin that did 80% of what they needed.
From the creative side, I see this constantly. Everyone's talking about these massive AI art generation systems, but what actually works in my studio? The simple tools that integrate with my existing Adobe workflow. I tried implementing Stable Diffusion with all the custom training and fine-tuning, spent probably 200 hours over 3 months getting it set up properly. Now I use Midjourney and a couple of simple Photoshop plugins that cost me $40 a month total. The difference? One requires me to be a machine learning engineer, the other lets me be an artist. So we're seeing this pattern across healthcare, enterprise, startups, creative work, simple beats complex. But why? What's actually happening in these implementations that causes the sophisticated systems to fail?
It comes down to what I call the support infrastructure gap. These complex AI systems assume you have ML engineers on staff, data pipelines perfectly configured, and teams willing to completely change their workflows. Most organizations don't. The simple tools work because they fit into existing processes with minimal disruption. That healthcare system I mentioned, the successful $12,000 tool integrated with their existing radiologist workflow in days. The failed $450,000 system required them to rebuild their entire image review process from scratch.
Exactly. And the costs aren't just the vendor contracts. We calculated the true total cost of that failed workflow automation. $280,000 to the vendor, plus $75,000 in internal IT time, plus $120,000 in lost productivity during the transition, plus the ongoing $180,000 annual salary for the 2 new exception handling staff. Meanwhile, the simple chatbot solution we eventually implemented cost $18,000 plus about $40,000 in internal time, and it's been running with minimal maintenance for 8 months.
The timeline reality is brutal too. Vendors will tell you implementation in 6 to 8 weeks. What they mean is basic functionality in 6 to 8 weeks if everything goes perfectly. Real implementation with integration, testing, user training, and workflow adjustment? More like 4 to 6 months. And that's if you don't hit major integration issues, which you almost always do.
In creative work, the timeline issue manifests differently. It's not about integration so much as mastery. People think, oh, I'll just prompt the AI and get great results. Reality? To get professional quality output, you're looking at hundreds of hours of practice and experimentation. The tools that succeed are the ones with shallow learning curves that still produce useful results early on. Let's get specific about some implementation stories. Maya, you mentioned healthcare. What made that simple tool work where the complex one failed?
The successful tool was actually a fairly straightforward image analysis AI from a company called RadSight. It cost $12,000 annually, integrated with their existing packs in about 10 days, and focused on one specific thing, flagging potential nodules in lung CT scans. It didn't try to diagnose, it didn't try to handle multiple imaging modalities. It did one thing well. The failed system was this all-encompassing diagnostic platform from a major vendor that promised to handle everything from brain MRIs to bone fractures. The integration took 6 months, required custom hardware, and the false positive rate was so high that radiologists started ignoring its recommendations.
Our enterprise story follows the same pattern. The successful implementation was a simple NLP tool from a company called Workflow Genius that cost us $40,000 for the first year. It handles one thing, extracting data from invoices and purchase orders. It integrates with our existing accounting software through a simple API. The failed system was this enterprise automation platform that required custom connectors to 17 different systems and promised to automate everything from IT ticket routing to employee onboarding.
Startup world. We had a client who needed customer segmentation. We built this beautiful custom model with neural networks, the whole works. 6 months, $85,000. Meanwhile, they tried a simple tool from a company called Segment AI that cost $600 a month and gave them 90% of the value in 2 weeks. The lesson? Don't build custom AI unless you absolutely need that last 10% of performance. And even then, question whether you really need it.
My experience mirrors this. The AI tools that actually stick in my workflow are the simple, focused ones. Topaz Labs Photo Enhancement AI, $200 one-time purchase, does one thing incredibly well. Runway ML's basic video tools, simple subscription, clear value, versus the complex systems that promise to revolutionize my creative process but require me to completely change how I work. So we're seeing this pattern of focused, simple tools beating comprehensive systems across domains. But what about the actual implementation process? What does phased adoption actually look like in practice?
In healthcare, phased adoption means starting with a single use case in a single department. Don't try to roll out AI across the entire hospital system. Pick one thing, like that lung nodule detection. Prove it works, get buy-in, then expand. The successful implementation I mentioned started with just two radiologists using the tool for 3 weeks before expanding to the full department.
Enterprise implementation follows the same logic. We now use what I call the 30-60-90 rule. First 30 days, implement the simplest possible version that delivers some value. Next 60 days, expand to additional use cases. Next 90 days, scale across the organization. This forces vendors to prove value quickly and prevents these massive multi-year implementation nightmares.
For startups and development teams, it's about building the minimum viable AI first. Don't build the perfect model. Build the simplest thing that could possibly work, deploy it, measure results, then iterate. I've seen so many teams waste months building sophisticated systems only to discover the business problem wasn't what they thought.
In creative work, phased adoption means starting with AI as an assistant rather than a replacement. Use it for rough drafts, background elements, initial concepts, not the final product. The tools that work understand this assistant mindset rather than promising to replace human creativity entirely. Let's talk about the real costs beyond the vendor contracts. What are the hidden implementation expenses that catch organizations off guard? The biggest hidden cost is always change management and training. That failed workflow automation project? We budgeted $25,000 for training. Actual cost was closer to $85,000 because we had to account for productivity loss during training, multiple training sessions for different shifts, and creating customized training materials for different departments.
In healthcare, the hidden costs come from workflow disruption. When you introduce a new AI tool, you're changing how healthcare providers work. That means slower throughput initially, more errors as people adjust, and the cost of managing exceptions. The successful implementation budgeted for a 20% productivity drop during the first month and actually experienced about 15%.
For development teams, the hidden cost is maintenance and monitoring. Everyone budgets for building the AI system, but nobody budgets properly for maintaining it. Model drift, data pipeline issues, infrastructure costs, these can easily double the total cost of ownership over 2 years.
For creatives, the hidden cost is the learning curve. The time I spend learning to prompt effectively, understanding the tool's limitations, developing workflows, that's all unbillable time that has to be accounted for. What about integration nightmares? Specific examples of where implementations went wrong technically.
Oh, I've got horror stories. One client wanted to integrate a new AI-powered customer service chatbot with their existing CRM. The vendor promised seamless integration. Reality? The CRM had a custom authentication system that wasn't documented anywhere. The API rate limits were much lower than advertised. The data formats didn't match. What was supposed to be a 2-week integration took 3 months and required building custom middleware. Cost overrun, $45,000.
Our worst integration story involved an AI analytics platform that promised to connect to all our data sources. The vendor claimed it had connectors for Salesforce, Oracle, SAP, everything we use. Reality? Their connectors were basic CSV import functions. We ended up building custom ETL pipelines for every data source, 6-month project instead of 6 weeks.
Healthcare integration nightmares are particularly scary because they can impact patient care. One system we evaluated promised seamless EMR integration. What that actually meant was it could read certain data fields from one specific EMR version. Any customization the hospital had done? Not supported. Different EMR systems? Not supported. The vendor eventually admitted their integration was basically screen scraping.
So how do organizations avoid these integration disasters?
3 words, proof of concept. Don't sign a big contract until you've done a real integration POC with your actual systems and data. Not their demo environment, your production environment. Any vendor who won't do that isn't worth your time.
Also, be brutally honest about your technical debt. If your systems are 15 years old with custom modifications everywhere, don't believe vendors who promise easy integration. Budget for custom work from the beginning.
In regulated industries like healthcare, you also need to factor in compliance and validation time. Any integration that touches patient data requires significant security and compliance review. That can add months to the timeline.
Let's talk about team resistance and change management. How do you get people to actually use these tools?
In healthcare, the key is involving clinicians from the beginning. Don't buy a tool and then try to force it on doctors. Include them in the selection process, get their feedback during testing, and make sure the tool actually solves a problem they care about. The successful lung nodule detection tool worked because radiologists were involved in choosing it and designing the workflow.
Enterprise change management comes down to clear communication and tangible benefits. People need to understand what's in it for them. With our successful invoice processing AI, we didn't just say this will make things more efficient. We showed accounts payable staff how it would eliminate the most tedious parts of their job, manually typing data from PDFs. For creative teams, it's about preserving creative control. The AI tools that get adopted are the ones that augment rather than replace. Artists don't want AI making creative decisions for them. They want tools that handle the tedious parts so they can focus on the creative work.
Development teams are often the most resistant because they're skeptical of black box solutions. The key is transparency, showing how the AI works, its limitations, and giving developers control over when and how to use it.
What metrics actually matter for measuring AI implementation success? Not the vendor's promised ROI, but what you should actually track. We've learned to ignore the vendor's grandiose ROI claims. Instead, we track 3 things. Time to value, how long until we see concrete benefits. Adoption rate, what percentage of the target users are actually using the tool. And operational metrics specific to the use case. For that invoice processing AI, we tracked processing time per invoice, error rate, and staff satisfaction.
In healthcare, the metrics are different. We track diagnostic accuracy, comparing AI-assisted versus unassisted, time savings, and most importantly, clinician satisfaction. If the doctors hate using the tool, it doesn't matter how accurate it is.
For development teams, we track deployment frequency, mean time to recovery when things go wrong, and business impact metrics. Too many teams get obsessed with model accuracy while ignoring whether the model is actually delivering business value.
For creative work, the metrics are necessarily subjective but still important: client satisfaction, project completion time, and creative output quality. The best AI tools let us deliver better work faster without compromising creative vision. Let's get concrete about Tuesday morning actions. If someone's considering AI implementation tomorrow, what should they actually do?
Start small. Pick one specific measurable problem. Don't try to transform your organization with AI. Find one pain point that AI might solve and run a focused pilot. Budget for the real costs, including change management and potential productivity loss during implementation.
Do your vendor due diligence differently. Don't just look at their marketing materials. Talk to three current customers who've implemented the tool in environments similar to yours. Ask about the real implementation timeline, the real costs, and what went wrong.
Build a simple business case that acknowledges the risks. If a vendor promises 100% ROI, they're lying. A realistic business case should include best case, expected, and worst case scenarios, and always assume the worst case scenario for timeline and costs.
For creative teams, start with tools that have free trials or low-cost entry points. Spend a week really trying to incorporate the tool into your actual workflow, not just playing with demos. You'll quickly learn whether it's actually useful or just technologically impressive. Final thoughts on the implementation reality we're seeing across all these domains.
The pattern is clear. Simple, focused tools with clear integration paths are winning over complex, comprehensive systems. Success comes from realistic expectations, phased adoption, and acknowledging that the tool is only part of the solution. The people and process changes are often more important.
And the costs are real. Not just the vendor contracts, but the internal time, the training, the productivity impact, the exception handling. Organizations that budget for these reality-based costs rather than vendor promises are the ones seeing successful implementations.
From the technical side, the lesson is build less, integrate more. Don't build custom AI unless you absolutely have to. And when you do integrate, assume it will be harder and take longer than anyone tells you.
For creatives, the tools that stick are the ones that feel like natural extensions of our existing workflows and creative processes. The technology might be revolutionary, but the implementation needs to be evolutionary. So, tomorrow morning, when practitioners across healthcare, enterprise, startups, and creative industries are facing implementation decisions, the evidence suggests: start small, focus on specific problems, choose simple tools over complex systems, budget for the real costs, including people and process changes, and measure what actually matters rather than vendor promises. The AI tools that work in practice aren't necessarily the most technologically sophisticated. They're the ones that solve real problems with minimal disruption. Thanks everyone for sharing these implementation realities. Tomorrow, we'll dive into the data behind why some organizations succeed with AI while others fail repeatedly.